Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here talking about leading a higher quality of lifestyle, of building wealth so that you have more time with family, more time for romance, more time for fitness, more time for travel. And to do that, what you have to do is build wealth in a way that it cash flows every month. As opposed to what most people do, they think that the way to build wealth is to save. You know, you scrimp, you miss out on life, and you drive old beat up cars and live in a house that's too small, and they try to save their way. You know, they cut coupons and things like that, which, by the way, savers on average only save about $200 more a month. In other words, people that reduce their quality of lifestyle to save more, people who waste massive amounts of time cutting coupons, they save about $200 a month. Needless to say, that's not going to really mean anything in the big picture. What we're doing is we go out and buy income producing real estate that puts money in our pocket, extra money in our pocket every single month. We do this through single family houses, through strip shopping centers, buildings, apartment complexes, self storage, and so on. And that cash flow, our goal is to get that cash flow up to a point where it meets and exceeds our wants and needs. Our wants would be the travel, the fun, the romance. Our needs would be all our bills. And if you've heard me on the air over the last 20 years, I used to always focus on just replacing bills. And that was a mistake on my part. You really want to go beyond that to where you've got the extra money to where you don't need a job. I'm not saying not to work. In fact, I suggest the opposite, that retirement sucks. It's not fun sitting there doing nothing. That's what people think they want out of life. I can't wait till I can retire and do nothing but fish and play golf. All right, do that, and I'll talk to you in 90 days. In 90 days, you will have fished as much as you want and played golf as much as you want, and you'll be wondering why you're even here on this earth. Most people lose their purpose in about 90 days, in my past experience. And they start wondering, man, what am I even on this planet for? How can I contribute? They want to do something with their lives. So I'm not talking about not working. What I'm saying is where you don't need a job. That's all. To where if your boss messes with you, you can give him the old birdie and walk out the front door. And today I want to focus on the fitness aspect of the balanced life. I did this similar material a couple of months ago, maybe it was 3 months ago, but it's time to do it again. I don't know how to say this. I'm not going to use names, but I lost another friend to obesity 3 days ago. Or 2 days ago. It's kind of cloudy. So I've lost multiple relatives and 4 or 5 friends in the last 2 years. Now, I get it. My friends are in their late 50s and 60s now because I'm 55. But none of them even made it to 65. Several of them didn't even make it to 60. And it's frustrating because our society is almost promoting obesity now. I want you to think about this for a moment. Would they put an anorexic girl with an eating disorder on the cover of Cosmopolitan or any other magazine? No. They would say, you don't put a person with an eating disorder up as a role model. And that makes sense. Do you know they put obese women on the cover of these magazines? And I'm not just talking clinic obesity. I'm talking morbidly obese women on the cover of Cosmopolitan and other magazines. They also have an eating disorder. Now, I know some of you are going, oh, but some people, they just naturally get... No, they don't. They don't. You have to eat 3,500 calories more than you burn to gain 1 pound of fat tissue. At 100 pounds, you know, and 50 pounds overweight, I hate even saying this because everybody should know this, but at 50 pounds overweight, you're morbidly obese. At 30 pounds, you're clinically obese. Does everyone know what the term morbid means? It means of and about death. So when a doctor looks at you and goes, yeah, you're morbidly obese, which I don't think they're doing. I think they're pulling their punches and going, well, you need to lose a little weight. You know, you need to knock a few pounds off here and there. Doctors, you need to look people in the eye and go, bro, you're going to die of this obesity. It's called morbid obesity because it's going to kill you by one of the side effects of the disease. It's either going to be diabetes, liver failure, heart failure, stroke, or one of the 11 cancers that obese people get. It's death, and we're promoting it like it's just another body type. It is not a body type. Now, so that I don't sound too self-righteous, last year, it may have been a year and a half ago, I was 45 pounds overweight. Almost, I was clinically obese, almost morbidly obese. Before I even woke up, I was in a delusional state, pretending like I wasn't obese. If I had not woken up, I might be dead with my friends right now. We're going to talk about the solution to this and some encouraging words when we come back from the break here on the Get Real Wealth, and Real Includes Health. Real Wealth Includes Health. The Real Wealth .com radio show. GetRealWealth.com radio show. We'll be back after the break right here on KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Today we're talking a little bit about fitness. I don't know if this will take a segment or two more, but I do want to get these points across because I don't want my members unhealthy. I don't want my family unhealthy. I don't want the people I love and care about to be in a state of delusion like I was. I talked to a lady, and it was really an interesting consultation because we were there to talk about her building wealth with real estate. But I had noticed, I was like, from being in the fitness industry for 5 years, I can tell when people have lost weight recently. Their skin hadn't quite come back yet. And I went, you've lost a lot of weight, haven't you? She goes, yeah, 70 pounds. And I said, I don't get it. How did you gain 70 pounds? And she goes, totally delusional. She said, I literally told myself that my clothes were shrinking in the dryer. It's not just me that's delusional. It's almost everybody that's overweight. They don't want to admit it. You know, people don't weigh themselves. They don't measure. So they don't even know. It is important to know about your health. Who cares if I teach you how to make $1 million? You have a stroke, you have a heart attack, you have liver failure due to obesity. You're not going to care. If someone comes in and says, I'll cure you for $1 million, you won't give a crap about that $1 million. You'll hand it over. So health is, if anything, the foundation of wealth. There really isn't any wealth if you don't have your health. So email just came in. I'm going to leave it anonymous just in case she's listening. But it's a gentleman going, I don't know how to put this. He needs to tell his wife she's fat. It's like, how in the world do you do that? I'll tell you how you do it. You love them so much. It's a thing called the emotional bank account. If you have a low emotional bank account with your spouse and you're not nice, you're not kind, you don't buy them flowers every week, you don't send them cards telling them how much you love them, and whatever your spouse's love message is, because everybody's different. Like some women, you've got to spend a certain amount of money on them for them to feel loved. Some women, you have to spend a certain amount of time. Time is the big factor for them. Some, you have to tell them you love them multiple times a day for them to feel loved. Whatever your script, their script is, over the next couple of weeks, make those deposits. Because telling your spouse they're fat is a withdrawal. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It should be, oh my God, really? Thank you so much. You must love me a lot to tell me that. That's the way it should be. But there's a little thing in each of us called the ego. And the ego is the part of us that gets delusional. And we'll call this guy, Mr. Anonymous. Here's what's funny. Your wife knows. She knows. But the ego is blocking it out through delusion. And you have to understand that 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, when you tell her that you love her, but you're worried about her health because she's clinically obese or morbidly obese, whatever the situation is, it's not her that's getting mad at you. It's her ego. Think about it. Why would you get mad at someone you love for telling you that your health is at risk? You wouldn't, but your ego would. You may have to leave the house for a while. But you're going to have to do it because depending on, and he doesn't tell me any more than just what I said, but if you don't, she could very well get sick or, like my five friends, die. If you're in your 50s and you're fat, you're asking for it. If you're in your 60s, you're begging for it. And the solution is simple. First off, go back to that discussion we had in the first segment where I was talking about some people just have slow metabolism. It's all BS. Obesity is the direct result of human behavior, eating more calories than you burn. If you have a slow metabolism, just eat less. It's not a slow metabolism. It's a disorder, an eating disorder. People associate pleasure to eating. There is the most disturbing commercial. Now, I'm going to pick on Popeye's Chicken for doing this. They have a commercial where they show an obese girl in a car eating their chicken sandwich, morbidly obese. And she goes, I'm experiencing some things here. It's like, what? Do you think that's appetizing? That I'm going to go buy a chicken sandwich because some obese woman is practically having a big O for the sandwich? That's not appetizing. But again, that's that pattern that's going on right now, that we're making excuses for these eating disorders that are killing people. Obesity kills more people in the United States than all the drugs combined every year. And that leads me to this point on how you stop it. You have to first understand that food is a drug. See, there's a simple definition for drugs, recreational drugs we're talking about. It's anything that changes the way you feel. And what does food do? They show it on TV all the time. Woman gets dumped, they show her go eat a gallon of ice cream. They show it on TV. Like that's normal. That's okay. Oh, her feelings are hurt. She needs the ice cream to feel better. Ah, there it is. To feel differently. Once you admit that food is a drug and changes the way you feel, you can begin to look around for where you're using food to change the way you feel. It may be entertainment. You may consider food entertainment, which is fun. Fun changes the way you feel. It releases endorphins. People who think that food is entertainment are almost always obese. Almost always. You have to get that out of your head. Food is not entertainment. It's nourishment and nothing more. And I'm not saying that your food can't taste good. I'm not saying your food can't be enjoyable, but don't look at it as entertainment. Next few ways that people get out of line is they associate it to love. There was a beautiful little girl at the end of my street, probably 8. My son was the same age, 8. Good friends with my son, sweetest girl. Every time I went outside, her mom was chasing her down with a snack. She was riding a bike with my son, and from the other end of the street, I mean, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. She comes running down the street with a plastic bag full of cookies, going, "Oh, you're riding a bike, you need energy, eat this." That girl is now morbidly obese in her 20s. She associates love to food. Guarantee it. Now, this is the tough one, because sometimes food does represent love. When I cook a meal for my wife, that's an act of love. But not if I deliver her a plate with 4,000 calories on it. I need to deliver a nutritious, healthy meal. The next one is sex. People associate food to sex. What do you mean? What do I mean by that? Have you never been asked out on a date to go for dinner? And then what do you do afterwards? It's, see the association? Every time you go out to dinner, afterwards you have sex? Yeah, you start to link those two up. Dangerous. And I could go on and on with these, but I'm going to recommend this at this point. Google it. Go look up food addiction. It is just as powerful as cocaine. Just as powerful as cocaine. In fact, it's probably more powerful because more people are doing it. Just about everybody. So, what's the solution? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with your family? Would you like to travel more? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour introductory workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I have possibly the most interesting question ever. It starts with link between food and sex and current interest rates as the second question. So let's go to the phone lines. They are open, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Clay, thank you so much for calling in. Very interesting combination of questions or comments. I'm interested in this food and sex in regards to the Bible.
Yeah, there's some, in the Old Testament, there's some language that links the two, and it's kind of, I guess, uses a euphemism. I'm no theologian, but I can learn that in the past, and I just think about the proverb where it says, something like stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is, like, desirable. I am quoting the Bible on live radio, and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's okay. At least you read it. But yeah, it does get linked up. I mean, that was kind of my problem 2 years ago when I was heavier, and I was like, man, I'm thinking about food all day. I'm looking forward to dinner. I'm looking forward to these lunches. It's just weird. It was linked up to entertainment. It was linked up to so many things. So,
absolutely. Whenever you meet somebody you haven't seen in a while, you always go to dinner. It's like you said.
Exactly. So what was the second part of your question?
Oh, yeah. So, man, I'll be honest, Steve. I listened to your show, I guess, last Friday or maybe later. And, dude, you were talking to me, man. You convicted me talking about how you haven't probably read a book since, you know, grade school. Oh, my gosh, that's me. I'm just, you know, the worst thing happened to me. I got a good job making good money, and I knew about real estate, and I just never really did do anything because I am raising a family making good money, and now
yeah,
I'm like, oh,
complacency.
God. Yes, I looked up and I thought, what has happened? 7 years now, I've had this good job, and wow, I haven't, you know, really done anything. But look at all the money I've made. If you put it all together, 7 years, guys making over 100 grand. It's like, whoa, I've been bumping 200 for a while. Like, what did all I do with all that money? You know?
Yeah.
So anyway,
it disappears if you don't have a plan.
Oh yeah, so I jumped on a fourplex, man. I think it's going to be a good deal, but they want to ask, so that leads into my question. They want to, I got a rate for 4% on a fourplex in today's market. I mean, That seems crazy high.
Who's the bank?
Do you want me to tell you their name?
Yeah, please.
Capital Concept. No, it's not. Catalyst Funding.
Catalyst. Well, Catalyst is a credible company. Maybe I would suggest that you shop and negotiate, Clay, because okay. That does seem a little high. We just got two apartment complexes refinanced, which of course should be the highest interest rate there is, and that one was at 3.2 and 3.6.
Oh, wow.
So it does seem a little high for a fourplex, Clay.
And I've got really good credit. I mean, I could buy it cash. Anyway, curious why that was. So, okay.
Yeah, negotiate with them. Shop a little bit. Get a couple other bids. But I bet you they've got some room to play in that number, Clay.
Sweet. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for your radio.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the kind words. You take care. Okay, so what's the solution to all this? The solution for me was, one, I had to break those links. That link that food equaled love. My big one, as I just described, was entertainment. I had to get it out of my head that anytime I was going to entertain somebody, there had to be food involved. And overeating was another one. I had this concept. Do you remember this? Finish everything on your plate. That is not a good lesson to learn. Because my grandmother, and I loved her, oh my goodness, she thought I was the skinniest thing on earth, and she thought she had to solve that problem. She fed me and fed me and fed me. And I began to link up that I had to finish everything on my plate. So I would go to these restaurants where they put 3,000 calories on your plate, and then I'd eat the whole thing. And duh, I gained 45 pounds. I wonder why. So the first thing that you've got to do is you've got to look closely at your behaviors. What is making you overeat? Well, the first thing really is admit it. You're overeating. Remember, you're not obese by accident. I've never seen anybody eat anything by accident. So you did it on purpose. You had a plan. Then once you admit you're obese, and if you have trouble figuring that out, get on the internet and look up body weight by composition. Find out your height, age, and what your weight should be. They give you a pretty big range. So we're not talking about being skinny minis here. Pretty big range. And when you find out that you're 50 pounds above that, guess what? You're morbidly obese, and you're going to die from it 10, 15 years early. Then figure out why you're overeating. It's going to be one of those many things that we just discussed. You associate sex to it. You associate wealth. Oh, I forgot about that one. Did you know that in some parts of the world, they literally try to be fat to impress women? Because it's a symbol that they're a good provider. So wealth is even associated with eating. Wealth, entertainment, find out what your link-ups are. Then realize that it's a drug and cut back on its usage. I know what I'm saying sounds so simple, and it's so hard because those link-ups are, they're there from years of conditioning. Years. Like that little girl that was 8 and is now 28. That's 20 years of conditioning, convincing her that food equals love. That's going to be a tough one to break. Then, here it comes, the word everybody's scared of, exercise. Start exercising. And I'm not talking crazy. I'm talking 3 times a week for an hour, 4 if you're going to be crazy. three times a week for an hour, get 30 minutes of aerobic training and 30 minutes of weight training, because weight training speeds your metabolism, aerobic conditioning gets your body burning fat tissue, and heals your heart, your liver, your lungs, really everything. And that's about as much as you need. But be very cautious. Don't skip the weight training. And I have to say this every time I discuss this, because this was like the number one thing people would walk in and say was, I don't want to look like Arnold. Trust me, you won't. That was 6 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. You're not going to look like Arnold, ladies. And then the other one is, well, when I first start lifting weights, I bulk up. Yes, that's because you're stimulating the muscle tissue under the fat, which makes you get a little bit larger, but it's a temporary effect because that muscle tissue burns calories. Fat tissue doesn't. So you're speeding up your metabolism every time you lift a weight. Get into the gym 3 or 4 times a week, and what you're going to see is your energy levels go up. So many people say, I don't exercise because I don't have any energy. No, you don't have any energy because you don't exercise. Exact opposite. You're going to see your energy levels go up. That will actually reduce eating habits. See, a lot of people eat when they're tired. They think that food's going to give them energy. It's exercise that's going to give you energy. So next month, you know, our members, the members of Real Wealth Academy, will be enjoying a class on nutrition and exercise. If you're not a member of Real Wealth Academy, go get a book. Go join a health club. Get a personal trainer. It may sound corny when I say this, but I love every one of my listeners. And I love every member of Real Wealth Academy. I don't want people suffering. And I certainly don't want people dying 10, 15 years early. So at Real Wealth Academy, we will continue to quarterly address health and fitness and nutrition for our members. You've got to do that for yourself as well. So I guess step one, which is to admit that you've got the problem, get online, Google, what should I weigh, find a good chart that you trust, then weigh yourself and figure out where you're at. You've got to measure it if you're ever going to change it. Then look at those associations, find out why you're overeating. Why do you have this disorder? And then throw in the exercise. Please. I mean, I think it's the third or fourth killer in the United States, but it's getting ridiculous. And plus, you're going to feel great. You're going to look great. There's so many benefits to it. All right, this is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. When we come back from the break, we're going to switch gears over to real estate because I've got a few real estate questions in my email box. We'll talk about those after the break here on AM 700, the voice of Texas, KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for your family. For reservations, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Several of you emailed me about the workout routine. It's just basically a combination of aerobics and anaerobic training. And the one question is, last time you did the radio show, you said you could do this all at once, and that is correct. The way that I do it is I alternate upper body and lower body weights so that I maintain an aerobic heart rate while I'm weightlifting. That way I don't have to do 30 minutes of aerobics and then 30 minutes of weights. I can do 30 minutes and get both workouts in at the same time. But that's another show. I'll probably do that in a month or so, and I'll explain that. The members of Real Wealth Academy, again, I'll be teaching that live next month. Okay, so the phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Next question is, well, that one I cannot answer. I'm going to send that to my attorney. That was the death on deed, death deed, and 502 form. That's a rather complex transfer, but I will get with my attorney and get you an answer to that after the radio show. The next question is, excuse me, can you dispute a tax assessment after buying? The answer is yes, but it may be too late for that year. I hire a company, O'Connor and Associates, and they contest the taxes on every piece of real estate that I own every single year. Every single year. My personal residences, my rental properties, single family, apartment complexes, they contest it every year. So can you dispute a tax assessment even after you've already bought the house? Absolutely. It's not going to change the closing statement. It's not going to change the taxes that year if you're too late in the year. But if you bought it early enough in the year, you could actually change the taxes that you pay at the end of the year. So again, I use O'Connor and Associates. They've always done a fantastic job for me. Okay, next question. Wholesale-friendly title companies. Wholesale-friendly title companies are everywhere. The reason some title companies don't like wholesalers is because they don't tell them that they're wholesalers right up front. So that little piece of deception, I was going to say innocent piece, but it's not innocent, it's deception, blows your credibility. It's not that they don't like wholesalers. They don't like you because you didn't tell the truth right up front. So Joshua, just make sure that you call the title company, say, look, I'm wholesaling a deal. I'd like to bring you the earnest money contract and the assignment contract and see if you have any questions on it. What time can I come by? Not one of them's going to tell you not to come by. All of them, if you got your contracts written correctly, can help you with a wholesale deal. So don't be afraid of any of them, Joshua. Okay, next question. That's the transfer of death deed. Next question is, can you dispute? Yep. That's funny. This is Nick asking the exact same question. Maybe they were talking. Yes, you can dispute a tax assessment after buying. Okay, this one I got to hammer away at, Mark. House hacking is a no-no for me. If you don't know what house hacking is, there's multiple versions of it, but one of them is to buy a house and lease out a bunch of rooms in it. That is a horrible idea. Have I seen it work? Yes. Have I seen it go wrong? Yes, yes, and yes. Do you realize how hard it would be? Say it's a 3-bedroom and you're house hacking and you want to lease out 3 bedrooms to 3 different people. You really think that you can pick 3 people that are compatible? Or are you, Mark, and this is said with respect, not a mean comment, I'll use the word foolish. Are you foolish enough to believe that that doesn't matter? You put a slob in there and two clean people, you got a war on your hands, Mark. Do not house hack as a extremely strong rule. Are there exceptions to it? University towns where the people do have something in common. They're all going to the same school. They're all in college. That's a commonality. Sometimes that works. But it is way better, even though you may make $300 a month, $500 a month less, to just lease to a family. Get it off your plate. It's kind of like fire and forget. Lease it and forget about it for 2 or 3 years. You house hack, you're going to be reletting that property over and over again. You're going to have them calling you because so-and-so left their shoes in the middle of the dining room. Do you really want to deal with that to make an extra $300 or $500 a month? I suggest it's not worth it. I'd rather see you lease it, forget about it, and then, Mark, go focus on getting your next deal, not on hassling with three different personalities in the same house. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Next question. Wholesalers, this is from an anonymous. Wholesalers are requiring hard earnest money up front. Is that a good idea? The answer is no. Do I do it? Have I done it? Yes. But that's because I have a lot of experience and I can literally walk into a house and in 30 seconds tell you what it's going to cost to rehab it and only be off by $4,000 or $5,000, but I'll be high. So that doesn't hurt me. Until you can do that, do not put up hard earnest money until you have a written bid for the rehab. A great company who does that, give me just 1 second. I want to make sure that I get this correct, is, give me 1 second, Net Worth Realty USA. There's a guy there named Mike Aston. You can find that at networthrealtyusa.com. Networthrealtyusa.com. Ask for Mike Aston. Tell him you listen to my radio show. Mike, on occasion, not every deal, on occasion, has a wholesale deal that you can have 3 days to do your inspection on. But that's 3 days. That earnest money goes hard in 3 days. So put up your earnest money, get control of the property, and the very next day, be there with your contractor to get that written bid to verify that the numbers work on that deal. If they don't, you can get your money back the next day. If they do work, then you've got control of the property and you can move forward. And again, that's Mike Aston at networthrealtyusa.com. Okay, next question is another house hacking question or comment. Let me read this. No, this is a house hacking warning. Yeah, it's the same warning I gave. House hacking, putting three different personalities into the same house is a bad idea. This guy, no name, so I'll leave it anonymous, is just agreeing with the point. It's much better to keep your time free, to not house hack, and to lease to a family that's going to pay the rent, even if it's a little less than you can make house hacking, but you don't have any phone calls, you don't worry about, you know, who left their dirty socks in the living room, garbage like that. So stay away from house hacking whenever you can. Okay, we're at the end of the show. In a nutshell, today's show was basically motivated by the loss of another friend. to obesity. And you know, the other thing that bugs me, and I know that this is probably brutal, but you know what they said? It was unexpected. Unexpected death of this guy. I'm like, are you kidding me? He was 100 pounds overweight. What do you mean it was unexpected? We've got to face this. It's a reality that has to be faced. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.